Giuseppe.
No, here.
So bring this here or send mail it to them?
No, bring it to us. Page pay. Tadar, page pay. Shh. Okay. First column was that Avom Mishchar Beis HaMikdash, when the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. So normally the Keruvim were Elukus coming into the world. But now that the Beis HaMikdash is destroyed, there's no Keruvim. So then, L'chein Zeis HaBakashas Yisrael. This is what the Yidden asked, Mi Yitencho Ka'ochli. If you'd only be like our brother, meaning like it was in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, that they were called Achim, that the Keruvim were called brothers, the Jews were called brothers with Hashem. Everybody looked towards each other. Behind, how is this? It's only through Teda. Once the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, so where does Hashem now reside in the world now that there's no Beis HaMikdash? So the Beis place is Dalet Amos Shel Halacha. So that, excuse me, is in the place of the Keruvim. The Keruvim were on the Arden Kedesh, which represents Teda. So now it's through learning Teda. And that's what it says, Yainik Shteimei. It says in the Pasuk that the child nurses from the breasts of the mother, which is, as Chassidus and Kabbalah explained, Teresh Balpeh, which is Bechin, is Gilu Chachmas, Yudhatsani, is Baruch Mamish, which is the will of Hashem. You have to skip all the way. 5 or 6 lines. Therefore, Torah is called milk. Torah is called wine. Torah is called mayim. Torah is called cholov. Make my matan Torah eat milchiks. Kvesha kazu l'chus shivro. Yayim v'cholov. Go buy. Go acquire wine and milk. In other words, there's an aspect in Torah which is likened to wine. The secrets of Torah. There's something of Mayim going from a high place to a low place. The level of milk, that's the level of what the Pasuk says, you nurse from the mother, which represents Torah Shebal Peh. Okmei al derech moshel. Havlad b'leidasa, just like when a baby is born. Is betachlis hakatnus is very, very small. The baby, a newborn, a mamashim newborn is tiny. But by drinking the mother's milk, mis gadl mevodav. The limbs grow, and also he gets the intellect. You know, the baby grows; they get smarter, they get fuller, and everything. And therefore, the baby, through the milk of the mother, is able to walk and to talk and to go and everything. It's the same thing like this. Just like by a pregnancy, the baby is born; its mom is tiny, and then they get bigger. The same thing with neshamas. Before the neshama comes down into this world, it's the chinas ibor in the level of malchus ematato, which is the lower level of bino, which is mother. Like it says, that the pasuk says that I stood before him represents the neshamas before they came down into the body. They were standing in the presence of Hashem. And from there, the neshama comes down into biyah, l'slabish beguf. Then it's called leida. Okay, when neshama comes into the body, it's called leida, birth. Before the neshama comes into the body, it's called pregnancy state. What it says in the beginning of Tehillim, ani ayem l'adeticha, today I gave birth to you. So therefore, like this, the baby is born, but it needs to grow. What does it need to grow? It needs milk. What's milk? Teda. So Teda makes the growth of the person to get more revelation of Elokus. So in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, the brotherhood was from the Keruvim and that revelation of Elokus. We don't have the Keruvim. So how do you create this brotherhood between the Yid and Hashem? It's through learning Teda. And therefore, Teda, Shalom, Mebailim Hazeh. The Teda you learn in this world is called Cholov. Why is the Torah you learn in this world cholov? It makes the neshama greater. Which are tes svidis, tes pa'amim tes. Okay, it's 9 times 9. Like it says in the part. Okay. L'chein amir azal, therefore chazal say, Ashrei mi sheba l'kam v'tamuda biyodi. Fortunate is the one that comes up to Gan Eden with his learning in his hand. Why is he fortunate that he has learning in the hand? Because Because then the neshama becomes much greater than it was when it was born. When the neshama comes into the body, it's just born, it's tiny. So that's why it says, you come back to Gan Eden, it's even greater than you were as a fetus. The neshama was, like you said, pregnancy state in Gan Eden was a level of fetus. Now it becomes a whole big thing, a big machad. Which is Talmud B'yadei Nasa B'agdola Harbi. So therefore it says, that's where does the Eibishter rest now? Only Dalet Amos Shel Halacha. Where do you have the great revelation of Elokus? Only in Torah. Okay, that's where the Neshama grows.
But those Neshama that they have been before year and they are the Torah.
They're pre-used Neshamas. Pre-owned. But now the question, B'chal, the Rebbe asks an interesting question. How can we say Hashem l'mayla? How can we say Hashem l'mayla? Kach yeine kav yochum chine seisek shol teir sholot no lumata. Now the Rebbe asks a very simple question. How in the world does the Eibishter gain by our learning Torah? Who are we and the Eibishter is who he is? And how does Hashem, we're saying by learning Torah, we become ka'achli. In the time of the Beis Hamikdash, the Jews like the pasuk starts of the Maimer, miyitencha ka'achli. It says in the time of the Beis Hamikdash, the Yidden were brothers with Hashem. Now and he explained the whole thing of the Kruvim. Now we don't have that, so in Golus the Yidden are saying, "Oh, how would you become our brother again?" So the answer is through learning Torah. So the question: how do our learning Torah mele the Beis Hamikdash? Was a revelation of Elokus, it was holy, it was great, you know. Our learning Torah, how do we become a brother to Hashem? The Inyan is because that's the power of the Jew. It says, Rei Yisrael, the shepherd of the Eden. It says, Achisi, Rei Yossi, it says, Pirish Parnasasi. The Eden give Hashem Parnasa. Yisrael, Mephanesim, Lavim, Sheba Shemayim, the Yidin Taki give Parnasa to know Israel, Lakim, Vata Kodesh, Shishiv, Tils, Yisrael, all these psukim. The Kamei Shalechem, just like physical bread down here, yeah? Pulosi, Lechabin, Neshamin, Aguf. What's the purpose of eating? If you don't eat, you're not going to live. Meaning the Neshamah will not stay in the body. What keeps the Neshamah in the body? When we eat food, yeah? Kach in Parnasa Lamaila, the same thing Hashem needs Parnasa, meaning like this. In order to keep Hashem in the world, like this, Hashem wants to leave the Neshama wants to leave the body. What keeps Hashem in the world? Food. Right? Just like food keeps the Neshama in the body. Obviously, he set it up this way, yeah? Hashem set it up that if you want me to stay here, you have to feed me. What's the feed? Chulachmu belachmi teira. Teira is bread and food and wine and all these things. Yeah, but we're talking about now, there ain't no korbanos. Yeah, in the time of the Beit Hamikdash, it was the korbanos, it was the kruvim, it was everything.
Tefillah was standing for
korbanos,
not the Torah, no?
Everything. Laham shegili earns sabatech esesfias datzilas. It's called gufin shafilu chochmi lo einare klale in tzabarchu. Because even the highest level chochmi has nothing to do with Hashem. V'sheyanim shechom mislabish ban, but what's the food of Hashem? What's the parnos of Hashem? The parnos of Hashem, he says, Eisek HaTeira L'mato. That's the food that keeps Hashem down here. That's also, but...